Redemption is growth. A Bungow, Stray Dogs, Star Wars fan fiction. Written by Setio. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated teen and up and features Dazai and Atsushi. Nakajima Atsushi knew without a shred of doubt that he was meant to be a Jedi Knight. His teachers always told him to trust the Force, and he did. That was how he knew, with dead certainty, that he was meant to be one. However, he was a 13-year-old child, nervous and unsure. That bled into despair and desperation. His birthday was next month, and if he failed to be claimed as a Padawan, he would be thrown out. Too much fear. I cannot teach him. A darkness around him, I sense. Best prepare yourself for the inevitable. Atsushi tried to be brave. He tried to focus on the light. He tried to convince himself that it wouldn't be the end of the galaxy if he doesn't become a Jedi Knight. The Force rumbled in the back of his head, unhappy and displeased whenever Atsushi thought that. Atsushi didn't really want to think the galaxy would be destroyed if he didn't become a Jedi Knight. Surely he wasn't that important. Nakajima Atsushi was meant to be a Jedi Knight. So he hoped and wished and begged until finally, 2 days before his birthday, he got accepted as a Padawan learner. The catch? It was, to the recently reformed, Sith Lord Dazai Osamu. Clearly, all this light Jedi nonsense was addling his brain. What was he thinking? The answer was, he wasn't. But who in their right mind assigned Dazai a Padawan learner? Yoda, apparently. Dazai always knew the old troll was losing it. I can't be trusted to raise a plant. I don't care what Otosaku said. What the hell was Yoda thinking? Dazai grumbled. He stormed into the room and met his Padawan for the first time. Dazai mentally swore. This was really a terrible idea. Fuck! Nakajima Atsushi was turning 14 and looked tiny. Dazai had been a Sith since he was Atsushi's age. And here he was, just about to turn 18 himself, the new Jedi Master to this baby Jedi. Just because Dazai became a Sith Lord at a stupid young age, reformed, which made him a Jedi Master at a stupid young age when he turned to the light, did not make him qualified to teach, especially when Dazai was barely 4 years older than his student. Oh. Atsushi looked up with big, round eyes that looked like they were watering. You don't want me either. That's not true, Dazai said hurriedly. It was true. Atsushi looked down, twisting his tunic. A nervous habit, it looked like. It's okay. A lot of Jedi Masters didn't want me either. It just means I'm not going to be a Jedi Knight. Dazai opened his mouth before the Force decided it had enough and figuratively slammed into them. Dazai shook his head, stunned to feel a strong training bond form between him and Atsushi. He looked at Atsushi and flatly said, "Apparently, it's the will of the Force that you become my student." Atsushi looked at him, so hopeful. This was going to go terribly wrong. His communicator was ringing. Chiya groped for it in the dark and tiredly answered it. "What?" "Chiya, help!" Chuya sat up in his bed, suddenly more alert. Fucking Dazai? He snarled. His former partner went missing almost a year ago, and Chuya just found out that he fucking reformed. Dazai fucking Asamu became a Jedi Master? It was so fucking stupid, it was almost hilarious. Except for the fact that Chuya had been fucking backstabbed. How the hell did you get my number again? I fucking changed it after you left, Chuya roared. That's not important, Chibi, Dazai said. How do I not screw up a kid? Chuya's brain screeched to a halt. What? They gave me a kid, Dazai said. I know I fucked up with Akutagawa-kun. Yeah, that was an understatement of the year. Akutagawa was growing up to be a real terror. That much was true. But even for a Sith, he was a little too unhinged. Chuya was still trying to break some of Akutagawa's bad habits, because once again, Chuya was stuck cleaning up after his shitty ex-partner. How do I stop this kid from ending up like me or worse? Dazai said. And your first thought was to call me? Chuya said, bewildered. You like kids, Dazai said. Just give him back. What are they going to do? Throw you out? Chuya said. I can't. He always gives me a teary, wide-eyed look whenever I even think about doing that. It actually makes me feel bad. Not to mention, the Force practically had an orgasm when we met. I'm stuck with him. Sucks to be you, kid, Chuya thought. Forcibly stuck with Dazai was not a fun feeling. Chuya would know. Then don't be you, Chuya said. You've done enough undercover jobs. Pretend to be one of those goody-two-shoe Jedi Masters. Fake it until you make it. The problem is, he seems to think I'm wonderful. Wow. What kind of rose-tinted glasses was this kid wearing? Then I don't know, Dazai, Chuya said tiredly. The adrenaline was finally fading, and he was feeling sleepy. Sounds like you two are made for each other. Go fucking read some parenting books. He hung up and went back to sleep. Stupid, shitty Dazai. In the morning, Chuya would sit up and ask to no one in particular. Who the fuck in their right mind entrusted Dazai Osamu with a kid? Mori didn't count. Mori was fucking crazy. That was why Akutagawa had ended up the way he did. But Jedis were supposed to be all goody-two-shoes and reformed or not, fucking Dazai was a mess. Oh well, not his problem anymore. Odasaku! Oda grunted, but otherwise didn't move. He was exhausted. He just got back from a long mission, and all he wanted to do was sleep. Something jabbed his side. Odasaku! Oda cracked an eye open to see Dazai looking down at him. He noted how nice it was to see both of Dazai's eyes, instead of hiding one behind bandages. Really, it was such a huge improvement from the Sith Lord Oda met 2 years ago. Convincing Dazai to deflect from the dark side was Oda's greatest achievement. Look at how much Dazai had improved in the year. Oda sighed and grabbed Dazai, dragging him into the bed. Odasaku! Dazai shrieked, pounding Oda's chest. Oda just buried his nose into Dazai's fluffy brown hair. Noisy, he muttered sleepily. Tired. Do not fall back asleep. You've been gone for 2 months and were on radio silence. I bet you lost your communicator. Oda actually did. Engo, as one of the temple's many quartermasters, had thrown a fit and threatened to start a curry ban if Oda lost another communicator on his next mission. That was just rude. Oda-saku, I'm having a crisis. They gave me a Padawan while you were away. Oda opened his eyes. What? Yoda gave me a Padawan, Dazai shrieked. What am I supposed to do with this kid? If he turns out to be a Sith, I refuse to take responsibility. Help me fix this. He keeps pouting at me. I feel bad. What was Yoda thinking? Make no mistake, it was not that Oda didn't have faith in Dazai, but rather, Dazai was still trying to get his feet under him, and Yoda just caused him unnecessary stress. Who did you get? Oda asked, mildly curious. Nakajima Atsushi, Dazai said. Oh. Oh. Okay, then. Yoda was justified. You'll be fine, Oda said. Oda-saku! Really, Dazai was panicking for nothing. Atsushi would be fine under Dazai's tutelage, would probably even thrive, because Dazai presented a very unique worldview that would help foster a very flexible thinking in Atsushi. There were few kids in the temple that the High Council absolutely knew were going to be Jedi Knights in the future. The last time was Master Obi-Wan, actually, which would directly imply that with the right path, Nakajima Atsushi was going to become one of the greatest knights in history. Oda had considered taking Atsushi as a Padawan when Atsushi's 13th birthday approached, and not a single master stepped forward. Except the Force led him elsewhere. To Dazai, actually. Oda had seen that brilliant future, where Atsushi became a Jedi Knight, had known that Dazai had played a role somewhere, but just didn't know how. So, Jedi Master and Padawan. This is a terrible idea! I don't know how to teach a soft kid like him! Dazai said.
Yes, be yourself. Oda said with a yawn.
I am a reformed Sith Lord, or did you forget? How am I supposed to teach him to be a Jedi?
Dazai was panicking for nothing. Yes, emphasis on reformed, Oda said. What makes you think you're incapable of teaching Atsushi? Dazai stared at him.
I'm a terrible person, Dazai said.
Self-awareness of your own flaws, and the acknowledgement to not let the fact that you're a terrible person win against what must be done, Oda countered.
All I know is Sith techniques!
Which, and I know you will, if you teach it to Atsushi, he will not only know how to recognize them, he'll also know how to counter them should he run into any Darksiders or Sith, and how to avoid obvious pitfalls of falling to the dark, because you already had done so and know how to come back.
I can't keep a plant alive!
Neither can Master Fukuzawa, and he raised both me and Rampo to Jedi Masters. Dazai snapped his mouth shut. Oda gave him a tired, fond look. If you need help, all you have to do is ask. No one is a perfect teacher. You're going to stumble, of course. I'll be there to help you. So will Rampo. Even Kunikida, no matter how much you drive him up the wall. But I think you'll be fine. Atsushi will be good for you. And you'll be good for him. Dazai went quiet. You really think so? Dazai whispered. vulnerable in a way that reminded Oda that Dazai really was only 18 himself. Honestly, what was Yoda thinking?
Yeah, I do, Oda said.
Dazai was not panicking.
He was absolutely panicking.
So it had been 2 months since he became a Jedi Master to Atsushi. And Atsushi hadn't died yet, so there was that. He still thought it was a terrible idea. But Odasaku thought he could do it. And even his weird roundabout way, Yoda thought he could do it.
Dazai refused to acknowledge that it cast a warmth into his heart.
By the Force, being here in the Jedi Temple was making him emotional.
Rampo even gave him candy to share with Atsushi.
Candy from Rampo! Even Dazai knew how rare and impossible that was. The look of shock on Odasaku was forever burned into Dazai's memory. Dazai entered the rooms he shared with Atsushi, a real spacious Master Padawan suite.
Atsushi, he said.
Atsushi popped out of Dazai's shadow. Yes, that was a Sith technique. Yes, Odasaku was absolutely right that Dazai would teach Atsushi all of them. After all, Dazai only knew Sith techniques. He wasn't responsible if Atsushi turned out more Sith-y than Jedi-y. Besides, the sooner Atsushi mastered shadow walking, the sooner Dazai could execute his grand plan to prank Yoda as revenge for assigning Atsushi to Dazai, despite the fact that it was a terrible idea to give Dazai a child.
Yes, Master?
He said, with all the guileless innocence that made Dazai's teeth ache. Dazai flicked him on the forehead.
Dazai!
He stressed his name. Mori made Dazai call him Master, and Dazai hated every minute. He hadn't even let Atagawa call him Master when Dazai was teaching him. Like hell Atsushi was going to call him Master. Dazai was going to break this habit. Atsushi pouted and rubbed his forehead.
Yes, Dazai? He asked.
Dazai took another look at the innocent expression on Atsushi's face. It was so trusting. This was a terrible idea.
What do you even see in me?
He lamented. Atsushi blinked. That you're a good person? Dazai leveled a look at him.
I'm a former Sith Lord.
Yes, a reformed one, Atsushi continued. I mean, you were really scary at first, and all the stories you've been telling me about what you used to do were kind of terrifying.
Right, because Dazai had been trying to impress on Atsushi what a terrible person he was, so that Atsushi could go running to Yoda to request a different Jedi Master.
But you don't do that anymore, Atsushi said.
Huh?
And you're trying to be a better person, Atsushi said softly. Every day, you strive to be a better person than you were yesterday, and I think that's all anyone could ask of you. It's what makes you an amazing person.
Oh, right.
That was the whole reason why Dazai had turned to the light. He sighed, resigned.
So be it.
Treat me well, Atsushi, Dazai said. I have no idea what I'm doing. Atsushi beamed.
Of course!
The end. Thank you for listening. This was recorded for Voice Team 2024 for Team Quok. As Team Quok always says, quok early, quok often, quack!